Hey guys, this is Ellie back with another Monday episode, and today we're going to be talking about just different tips that I have for you if you are a fellow teen or tween, you know, in junior high, getting ready for high school, no matter what age you are. These are just some tips that I have as we go through school, as students, as we go just through our life as youth. And to begin, we're talking about quiet time. So my first tip, the first thing that popped into my head was to have a daily quiet time for yourself. Now, most of you know that this podcast is targeted towards Christians, and the importance of this time is really just a time to be taking with Jesus, with God, to be opening up your Bible, to be spending time in prayer, to be preparing yourself, you know, getting ready for the day, not being rushed, making your bed, maybe journaling out a few things, setting your intentions for the day, anything like that. That is something that you can take the time to do in the morning. And for this, typically you're going to want to wake up earlier, leaving anywhere from half an hour to an hour or more, if that's what works for you, to just have this quiet time when no one else is watching, before you get on your phone. Bible before phone, y'all. We see it everywhere, but it really does make a difference to open up your Bible, get in the Word of God before you're going on Instagram and getting distracted by all these little dopamine hits. So just take that quiet time and reflect with God and be like, okay, this is how we're going to approach the day. This is what I'm going to get done right now to set my intentions for the day, my mindset for the day. Next, talking about immersing yourself in development content. So there is an extreme that you can take this to, but first of all, it is important to be getting voices around you that are talking about improvement. And I don't really subscribe to the notion of the term self-help, because that implies that, you know, everything relies on you, which I don't believe it does. I believe that we should be relying on God and going where He leads us, and that we don't change on our power, but on His power. But this self-development content about becoming your best self. First of all, saying, okay, I'm going to build my foundation on God, and the Bible should be your first form of input, the Bible and prayer. And alongside that, it's also valuable to have other voices who are saying, this is what I've learned over my years on this earth. This is what I've learned about how to be productive, about how to reflect and just have high quality living, about how to get things done, how to be a good leader, how to have good character, how to listen to people, all of these different things. And you can get this through podcasts. Like, I like to listen to the Ed Milet Show. I like to listen to That Story, the podcast with Cece Caldenero. There's a few others, things on like health content, like the Model Health Show with Sean Stevenson. Those are just a few things that I listen to, as well as just sermons. Sermons can also be really helpful outside of your normal Sunday sermons at your church. You can listen to other sermons from other pastors at other churches. I like to listen to Life.Church with Craig Groeschel. By just different forms of getting these intentions in your head, getting these voices in your head that are encouraging you to start new habits, to continue to develop yourself and not stay stagnant. Voices that are encouraging you to trust God. Voices that are saying, hey, you know, like, we can keep improving, we can keep making progress. So that's something that I think has really been a game changer for me over the few years. But I would really just say to make sure that you apply it as well. Don't just listen to everything and just keep listening and never do anything with it. Make sure that you're applying what you're learning. Next is to get a planning system. So especially as students, in order to keep track of all our assignments, all the things we have to do, our activities outside of school, our engagements with friends and families and our churches and whatever it is that we're out doing, to just have a system that will allow you to see that and to manage and track your time. So personally, I like to go by a system where I plan out my week and then I can plan out my day to day. So first of all, week planning, to kind of forecast out the week, say, okay, hey, what tests, what quizzes do I have this week? What assignments do I have due? And then you can kind of create a rough schedule of your week looking at that, as well as your activities. I like to use Google Calendar personally. And I also have another little paper planner that I use, but we can get into that into another episode. But then alongside that, day to day, I'll look at my Google Calendar and I'll adjust my activities and my work blocks and just anything that I'm doing, but definitely have a planning system. Because without that, I would not know when my tests and quizzes are. I would not know when I have worship practice. I wouldn't be reminded of when I have a family engagement or things like that. And it really just helps you keep on top of everything, what is important and what is urgent. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Eisenhower matrix, importance and urgency, that is a really big help when you're looking at how to plan your week. Actually, a book recommendation, if you haven't read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I would definitely recommend that. As well as The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Those are two very similar books. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm picking some of these methodologies from. But just being able to have a view of your week, have a view of the tasks, the things that you have due, in order to make sure that you can get them done in a timely manner. Next up, number 4, is to seek out opportunities. So you can't just expect that someone's going to come walking along to give you an internship in a field that you're interested in, or to give you a chance to explore something that you never thought of, or to explore something that you have been thinking of for a while. Seek out opportunities to go and have a mentor, to go and volunteer somewhere. If you're looking to volunteer in medicine, reach out to a local hospital and say, hey, how can I get involved? If you're looking to be engaged in a certain field and there's a club at your school, reach out to that. If you've been looking to get into community, reach out to a youth group or a friend who you know is involved in a church. Reach out to your school's fellowship of Christian athletes or a Christian club. Just reach out to places where you can find opportunities, because they're not necessarily going to come knocking on your door. For me personally, I landed a volunteering opportunity simply by my mom and I searching the internet and calling to look for these opportunities. You wouldn't be able to find these things unless you actually go out searching for them most of the time. So that's something that I would definitely recommend. It can help you get experience early on before we get to college. It can help us to just get sights for whether or not we're interested in certain things and get opportunities to help people out. Next is to seek chances and opportunities to love on others. So the Bible says that we are meant to glorify God, to love God, and to love people. And people are God's creation, and we're meant to be there loving them intentionally. And love isn't just a feeling, it is an action. So when you see something good that you can be doing for the person next to you, go ahead and do it. Give them that compliment. Reach out to that person who you think has been struggling. If you're at your church, reach out to that person who looks a little bit lonely. If you are in school, don't make it too awkward to strike up a conversation with the person next to you. Just look for these opportunities to love people. If you see someone sitting alone, go and reach out to them. A lot of times, it might feel awkward to you, but people really appreciate it more than you could ever know. I think about if you were to walk somewhere on your own completely alone, wouldn't you appreciate it if someone reached out to you? Of course, there are times where there are sensitive situations and do your best to be sensitive to that, but you can't always tell. Most of the time, though, people are really going to appreciate it if you just take a step and you become that light in someone else's life. It can lead to long-term relationships, opportunities for growth, and just deeper friendships and relationships. Next is not to gossip. So I know that especially for us girls, it is so easy to just talk about other people, complain about whatever's going on in our lives, but really, it isn't a good thing to be spreading rumors that we don't know are true, to be shedding a bad light on other people, and overall to just be complaining in general. So if you're around people who are gossiping about someone, I know that that can be a rough situation, and there are times where I don't stand up for people when I know that I should. But in those opportunities, we just need to draw strength from God and be like, hey, I'm going to stand up for what's right and say something about it. Or if you are around people who are just in a conversation that you don't want to be engaged in, don't engage in it. Keep quiet or move somewhere else. Get away from that environment. And if your closest friends are constantly gossiping all the time, you might need to get some new friends. And if you are the one who's gossiping, I know that it is so easy to get caught up in, especially when you're like at a sleepover or hangout and it's the only fun thing you can think of to talk about. Just take it step by step, quiet down, remind yourself that, like, hey, if this isn't something that is encouraging or uplifting, I shouldn't be saying it. But that's just one thing that I would really make sure that you're aware of, because as you progress through junior high and high school, there are going to be things that people talk about. There are going to be people that people talk about. And sometimes even in really unexpected ways, people will be throwing insults and just words around that you do not want in your mind. But finally, this one is something that is, I think, really key, but something that we overlook a lot as teens, and that is to love your family. I did an episode on this recently. You can scroll back and look for that, but our family, they're just absolutely essential to our environment, who we are, how we've grown up. Your guardians, the people closest to you, your closest friends, these people, especially your parents, your siblings, they're the people who have put the most effort into growing you into who you are in most cases, and the people that you will be around most consistently. And the Bible says that we should be honoring our parents. So typically that will mean obedience, as long as they're not asking you to do something against God's law. It means being quiet when they're talking, not interjecting. It means going the extra mile sometimes to do those dishes or to help vacuum that floor. And just treating them with the love and respect that they're meant to have from us. And as we cultivate these bonds, I think we're going to see a lot of fruit grow. I've seen fruit grow from when I make it an intention of mine to love my family. And it can feel awkward sometimes if you're not used to doing these things. But then you begin to see the fruit. You begin to see more patience coming out. You begin to see more laughter coming out. There's less arguing. There's more time to just enjoy one another's presence. And I think that that is also just really good preparation as we prepare to go out into the quote-unquote real world, because this is the basis of where we begin to learn how to develop relationships. And if we can't do it with our family, how are we going to do it with other people? So these are just my top few tips for tweens and teens. I hope that you guys have enjoyed. Feel free to reach out to the Instagram at Diaries of His Daughter. And yeah, just leave me any comments if you have any thoughts or ideas for another episode, and I will chat with y'all next Monday. Thank you so much, and I hope you have an absolutely blessed week.